Live from Chicago, Illinois, here is another episode of
What's That From?
That's right. It is time to take a classic movie and make it impossible for you ever to watch it the same way again. And this time, it's a holiday movie. Tis the season, everybody. Let's take it away. Roger Badish has chosen our script tonight, and he will be our narrator.
Thank you very much. Interior Gimbals, ninth floor Santa Land. It's not very impressive, but he is doing a thorough inspection.
This snow looks fake.
It's white, ain't it?
Snow doesn't just pile up unless it's moved through the use of a tool, such as a shovel. I would give this some natural erosion, a slight wind drift look.
What the hell are you talking about? Erosion? Don't touch the damn snow. What are you smiling at? You think I'm a joke?
Oh no, I'm just smiling. Smiling's my favorite.
Well, take it down a notch.
Buddy tries to frown for a second, but his lips quiver and hurt, and now he's smiling again, making the exact same face.
All right, Smiley. Sweep the tin foil off this path. Santa's going to be here tomorrow.
Santa! Oh my God, wait! Santa Claus!
Yeah? Where have you been?
The North Pole.
Ha ha. Start elfing, and don't touch the snow!
He walks off, looking back, annoyed. Now something grabs Buddy's full attention. Jovie Davis, dressed as an elf. She glides like a vision to the Christmas tree, where she hangs balls from a ladder. Buddy stares up at her.
Are you enjoying the view?
Yes, I am. I was standing over there, and I thought you looked so pretty, so I came over to tell you that you look so pretty.
Why are you messing with me? Did Crumpet put you up to this?
I'm not messing with you. It's nice to meet a human who shares my affinity for the elf culture.
I wouldn't call it an affinity. I'm just trying to get through the holidays.
Get through? Christmas is the greatest day in the whole wide world.
Well, someone's been drinking the Kool-Aid. Believe me, after a few years of this, you'll learn to tune it all out.
Uh-oh, it sounds like someone needs to sing a Christmas carol.
Are you serious?
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Well, thanks, but I don't sing.
Oh, it's easy. It's just like talking, only louder and longer, and you move it up and down.
Well, I can sing, but I just don't sing, especially in front of other people. I could never do that.
Never? If you can sing by yourself, you can sing anytime. There's no difference.
Actually, there's a big difference.
No, there isn't. Watch. I'm in a store, and I'm singing. People are here. I'm in a store.
Everybody looks at him like he's, well, elf. Jovie seems a little uncomfortable.
The store is all shiny, and I'm in a store. See?
See?
Attention.
Wow.
Gimbals will be closing in 10 minutes. Please make your final purchases.
All the elves looked relieved. Their day is over.
You're leaving? But Santa's coming!
Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow. What's your name?
Buddy.
Jovie. See ya, buddy.
With that, Jovie walks off. Buddy looks around as the half-baked Santa Land empties out.
Yay! So the listener who knows What's That From will win a gift card from Apt Electronics. And I believe right out of the gate, we have a listener who's like, you gave it away in the script. But you know what? We don't want to always make it hard. It's the seasons. We're in a giving mood. So we wanted to give it to our very first caller. Sean, What's That From?
It's Elf, for sure.
Yay! Congratulations, you've won a gift card from Apt Electronics. And make sure you stop by if you get a chance, and if you're in Chicago, there's a pop-up bar for the holidays on Clark. It's called Elfed Up. It's also known as the Bar Stretch. So, Sean, if you're in the area, you're going to like, if you like the movie, do you like Elf?
I watch it every year.
Every year? Yeah. You got to stop by the bar. They actually have pasta with marshmallows and chocolate syrup and Pop-Tarts and everything in there. Right. Sean, happy holidays. Thank you so much. And again, you want to visit Apt Electronics. They've been pleasing people since 1936. You can also visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. We talked to Steve Shapiro earlier this week about all the great gadgets you can get for the loved ones in your world. So make sure you say hi to him if you stop by in the store. Or again, you can go online. And now you can tell me something good, everybody. This is one of my favorite segments. Dave was all worried that we weren't going to get to tell me something good. What's wrong, Dave? Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, you said we weren't going to get it, so I didn't think of one.
Oh, you look so panicked. I didn't say we weren't going to do it. I said we would combine them in the last segment. Were you not here for the production meeting?
I
we did it right in front of you. We were on air for it. That's okay. I'll come back to you last.
There were red lights.
We'll come back to you last. I'm excited because I am going to go down to some of the pop-up bars in Wrigleyville. Comedian Paul Farvar looked at me very wide-eyed like, are you crazy? It's going to be very busy down there. But I don't know. If it's very busy, I shall go elsewhere. So I'm excited to hang out with my friend Scott Stantis and his wife Janine, and we're also going to hang out with some of the folks from Stage 773. And I've got my Santa hat in my purse. That's how excited I'm. I'm getting in the mood. Darn it!
I know,
Andrea.
I know.
Tis the season.
I'm gonna
deck the halls.
I'm gonna tell you something good. It's the weekend coming up. It's gonna be a great weekend. And then after we finish something good, we have a little bit of breaking news tonight.
Oh.
Some sad news.
Oh.
That we want to report. The Washington Post is reporting that George H.W. Bush has died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry to put the
caution. No, I think that's so important. You should absolutely tell us right now.
Yeah, the Washington Post is reporting this. George W. Bush's son, of course, the statement was released a statement moments ago. The 43rd president releasing a statement tonight saying, Jeb, Neil, Marvin, Doro, and I are saddened to announce the man that after 94 remarkable years, our dear dad has died. George H.W. Bush was a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for.
Oh.
So, yes. I'm so sorry.
No,
well,
no,
we could turn this into Tell Us Something Good.
Yeah, yes. You know what? Absolutely.
In honor of, he was a great man.
Such a good man.
I don't care
man.
If you're a Republican or yes. Democrat, he was a great American. Raise a glass wherever you are and toast him. I mean,
his
service to the country.
George H.W.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I know after the loss of his wife, Barbara, it was very hard. I mean, when she passed away, that was just heartbreaking. And we're getting texts now that President Bush joins Barbara. Wow, we were getting a lot of texts. You guys were, we didn't know.
Right.
I'm
it's you know what? We did. We were waiting to confirm. You know, we were
right.
always, yeah. So I had heard about 20 minutes ago, I did get a text about that, and I wanted to confirm it. You know,
absolutely.
We always have to confirm something like this without just going with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially something this important and this big. So, hence, I'd rather wait and be accurate. So,
the 41st president of the United States, who helped the world out of a four-decade Cold War. This is the Washington Post. He was a steadfast force on the international stage for decades, from his stint as an envoy to Beijing to his 8 years as vice president and his one term as commander-in-chief from 1989 to 1993. He's the last veteran of World War II to serve as president. He became to be seen as a consummate public servant and a statesman who helped guide the nation and the world out of the U.S.-Soviet Cold War mm-hmm. that had carried the threat of nuclear annihilation.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, if you could,
and won
yeah.
the first Gulf War.
And he was also head of the CIA for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy's just
and still went
all.
Skydiving on his birthday every year until he was what?
Yeah,
82.
That always made me nervous.
Wasn't that wild? Yeah.
It was.
No,
but
older.
It made
older.
Me nervous. He was doing
he
it
was
for
well
the last few
80s.
Years.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah.
So how old was he when he died?
94.
Or God bless him.
Yes, absolutely.
Godspeed.
Thoughts and prayers are with his whole family and everybody in Texas.